wonderful world of wine.
Well, it's great to have Georgie Samios with us. Just a change of pace, just a change of pace. Send in your questions right now. Georgie will give us his great recommendations today.
Was George with you last night at Society?
No, but I tell you, George would enjoy the wine list last night at Society. Georgie, welcome to you.
Yeah, good morning, guys. You know, I'm a bit tired after dinner last night, James. It finished a bit late, mate.
He's a bit fruity that he wasn't there. He's a bit salty.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Hey, just on this is a question without notice. On this wine list last night, there was a bottle of wine for $45,000. Seriously, what do you get for $45,000?
Not knowing the wine, but it was probably a DRC, probably a Burgundy. It's probably a back vintage, probably one of those rare ones. Look, you'll get an amazing experience, but you've got to sort of really be into it. You've got to have a spare $45,000. What was it like, Dan? Did you like it?
Amazing experience. What could be that amazing that you got fork over 45 large for a couple of glasses of wine?
Well, you think about other people spend a lot of money on cars or on other things. When people are into wine, would spend it. There would be people around the world spending that sort of money on bottles of wine.
Your car, you get to drive it, you can keep it for 20 years and sell it. This thing goes in and out your body inside an hour and a half.
That's right.
You're
going into the men's half an hour later.
All right, Tim, you and I will drink it on our own. We won't invite Gary that night.
Hey, George, on this topic, though, a $45,000 bottle and a $20,000 bottle, would you be able to taste the difference?
The wines would be completely different. They would be different styles, different varieties, different makers. So you taste the difference. Would you taste the quality difference? Well, probably they'd both be amazing wines because you get what you pay for in the end. The $45,000 bottle, there's probably not many of them left in the world. It probably is an amazing wine. They would only have one on the wine list. But look, you know, people think it's exorbitant, but there are people around the world that would be buying those wines.
Well, it's subject to what happened last night, subject to a court case now, because Gary ordered the $45,000 bottle and sent it back because he said it was cool. And won't pay. What are his chances?
You're entitled to. If the sommelier opens it and it's been affected by the cork, then you send it back and you don't have to pay for it, and that's their last bottle gone.
Righto, enough of this. So our women have dominated in the Olympics. It's just been absolutely superb sitting back watching that. Women winemakers, who are some of the names that spring to mind straight away?
Well, there's a lot, and it's a bit like lots of industries that it took a long time for sort of equality and parity. And you know, the first woman really that went through the university, the wine university, in 1972, so nearly 50 years ago, was a woman by the name of Pam Dunsford. And I remember listening to her once talk about it. She went to university with 150 men, and they all said to her, "What are you doing here? You're not going to get a job." You know, 5 years later, she was the chief winemaker at one of the best wineries in Australia. And now most wineries have got men, women working, all ages, all nationalities. And it's the diversity of styles that everyone makes, that they bring to the table. That's the key. So, women play a big role now. You've got Sue Hodder at Wynns and Vanya Cullen and people like that, some great winemakers.
Are they right across Australia, or would we be more represented by females in the area of winemaking here in Australia than, say, Europeans?
Hard to say country by country, but I think Australia does have a very good spread. There are other countries that maybe are still a little bit male-dominated, but that is changing also. And it was changing a lot also back, you know, probably 10 years ago, when a lot of Australian winemakers were travelling around the world doing vintages. Obviously, it's slowed down now because of COVID. But women are well represented around the world, I think.
We haven't had a heap of time with Georgie in recent weeks, so there's lots of questions coming through, so we'll try and whip through a few of these. Have you heard of the McLaren's Vale Molly Duca Shiraz?
Yeah, Molly Duca, great winery. They make some great wines. Big in the US, the Molly Duca wines, but yeah, they're very popular here in Australia too.
I was gifted a 2016 10 minutes by Tractor Pinot. Great drop.
Oh, yeah. Down in Mornington, yeah, next to Gallant. Yeah, they make great wines. Unfortunately, they had a bit of a fire a few years ago and they lost their cellar door and restaurant, but it's all been rebuilt now. And if you're looking for a nice day out, head down to Mornington there. It's a great spot.
George, I've been fortunate enough to be able to purchase a 97 and a 2000 St. Henri. Would they be okay to sell it until 2027 and 2030 respectively?
Yes, absolutely. They'll be just starting to hit their drinking window, and then you've got probably 10 to 15 year drinking window. So, yeah, plenty of time for those.
Nice. I'm heading away in a houseboat on the Murray. I'm looking for a recommendation on a Chardonnay to celebrate Mum's 70th. BF from Hillside.
I think go to Yarra Valley, maybe Coldstream Hills Reserve. You've got Yering Station that's got some great Chardonnays. Oak Ridge makes great Chardonnay. So I think something from the Yarra. And spend, you know, aim to spend about $50 and you'll get an amazing Chardonnay.
I live in Nyora, South Gippsland. I've got 10 acres. My wife wants to get a few vines in to make wine as a hobby. Can you give Shannon an idea of cost, maybe for like an acre of vine?
Look, it's going to cost him probably $10,000 to $20,000 in total to plant it, to get some irrigation in there, to make sure the aspect's right. You know, Tim, you know yourself, it's a labour of love, but it is a lot of love that goes into it. But you also love it because you are creating something that you end up putting in a bottle and drinking it. So, yeah, look, it's going to cost you a few dollars. Get it done right. Plant the right variety. Plant it the right way. Do it right to start with because it's not one of those things you can change easily. You can't paint over the top of vines pretty quickly.
Yeah, you know what? You can make mistakes. We made mistake after mistake in the first 12 months. In fact, we lost probably 75% of our vines in the first 12 months. And you just learn by your mistakes, Shannon. You can just go about it again and replant and do all that sort of stuff. And that's what happens. That's part of the fun of it all. Hey, in 2016, Luke has been drinking a 2016 10 Minutes by Tractor Pinot. He says it's a sensational drink.
I just read that out.
I know, but I was going to ask you this question, right? The 10 Minutes by Tractor, the name, is there's some great names out there for wines, aren't there?
Yeah, there are. And that one, obviously, it took, you know, the trip to the vineyard took 10 minutes by the tractor, so that's where they got that name from. But look, there are some amazing, there's some great stories and great wines. And in fact, the wine I'm going to reckon today comes from Darenberg, and they've always had some pretty kooky names for their wines. So, yeah, they are catchy.
Now, there's been a sensation in the retail wine industry. After Georgie recommended the Matala Shiraz Cabernet.
Sold out.
Everywhere, right? Mm. You couldn't get it. Because you said it was like a $10 to $12 to $14 a bottle, so off everyone charged, and no one could buy it anywhere. This person says they've tracked it down in Devonport, if you don't mind, and the price hike has gone from $14 to $21.99. You've moved the needle, George.
George is a needle mover. Well,
yeah, I'm not sure about a needle mover, but anyway. That's
I am sure about a needle mover.
I hope that person enjoyed it.
Right, hey, magnums and large bottles, what makes them so special?
Well, there's the impact, obviously. They look bigger, magnum being two 750ml bottles in one bottle. But they do make a difference also to the aging of the wine because of the size of the bottle. So we generally believe that a magnum takes ages 1.5 times slower than a 750. So if you're looking for a special wine for the kids for a birth year or something like that, maybe try to buy a magnum because it will age slower, which means that it will last longer. And it's all to do with the size of the bottle. For the amount of liquid that's in it. And also the glass in the magnum is just a little bit thicker, so it protects the wine from outside heat and temperature and things.
Righto, we put these on our website and on our Twitter page and everything else, but we need your recommendations now, Georgie boy, because you've already caused one sensation in the wine world. What have you got for us today?
We're going to McLaren Vale, and we're going to a producer called Darenberg, and we've talked about them before. It's Darenberg, Darenberg, and it's called High Trellis Cabernet. So it's a Cabernet from McLaren Vale. Generally, I prefer the Shiraz from McLaren Vale, but this Cabernet is beautiful. It's really sleek and sexy, and it's got a lovely structure. You'll pick it up around the 20, 21, 22 mark. A nice sort of little eye filling on the barbie, maybe even an old school filet mignon gaz on the weekend would be beautiful. With this.
Sweet and sexy.
Yeah. What makes a wine sexy,
boy.
George?
Oh,
it's just, you know, delicate in the mouth and just glides through. You know, a bit like you whisked in your heyday, you know, when you just went from left to right.
Just had a text message from a Xavier out there. He said that he caught you at a function at the weekend, thought you're a little bit off.
No, I'm just getting better. Thank you, Xavier. See you up early for change.
Hey, Georgie, you're on fire, my friend. The Darenberg High Trellis Cabernet 2021, a sexy little wine for people to go out and sample on the weekend. Good on you, mate. Appreciate you joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Georgie here for Keys. Are struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keys. The caller of the year, 2021 Toyota Hilux Rugged X, $75,000 worth. If you don't mind, keep your Toyota in tip-top shape. Toyota Genuine Service, book online today.
That was gorgeous George Samios.
It was indeed.